Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very good. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and you know that each week we have very special guests come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. And for those who have been listening, you know that we have guests on the show who are life coach, business coaches, Avon representatives like yourself on various levels, Avon managers, and we've had people from all walks of life. Everyone come on the show with one same incentive to help you as an Avon representative again. We have on our show John Meyer, favorite person on the show, and we're going to plug him in. Oh, wait, my computer's not black. John is thinking, so I don't know if you connected yet. And he's still thinking. He's still thinking. Well, okay, John. Hey, John, how are you?
Good evening, Pat. How are you, neighbor?
I am doing fantastic. I'm making it home with just 15 minutes to spare.
So did you get caught by Air Force One? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay. I was driving like a New York City cab driver.
There you go.
Did you ever see
Taxi with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon?
I'm sorry, say it again.
The movie Taxi with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon?
I don't think I saw that one, no.
Oh, Girlfriend, it's great. It's classic. It's got great music by the Isley Brothers in it. It's a classic movie. Yeah, she's a cab driver, and it's really, really good. Yeah.
I have to look that one up. Yeah. So what are we going to discuss today?
Well, I guess a couple of the things I was going to talk about is like turning lemons into lemonade, and there's like basically on my calendar, we've got 6 months left of the year because I really don't count November, December as being part of the year because it's like the scheduling calendar black hole. Okay, because everybody's in a space shuttle November, December. I mean, have you ever tried getting anything done from Halloween to New Year's Eve? From 10:31 to 12:31, it doesn't happen. The planet shuts down.
That's
and as
true.
They say in China, everybody goes Shai Zhen, they just go goodbye.
Very true, very true.
You know, so it's just, that's why my goal is to have my numbers in by Halloween, okay? And that's 6 months away from now, so you're cramming everything in the next 180 days of the year.
That's exactly right. And I tell people doing this.
You guys, you ladies all run your own business. You know, you ladies and two guys or three guys. I mean, it's just, you know, you run your own business and you just have to look at it that way. I mean, if that's not your mindset, I'm sorry, but you know, the truth is you wake up unemployed every day. And if you don't have, you know, you don't have people out there working, doing the deal, then you're by yourself. So until you have a monster team that's cranking on 12 cylinders like a Ferrari or a Jaguar, you know, it's not happening. So you are your results, you know.
If you don't mind me adding, this is the time of year when the weather is warm.
Your show, go for it, Pat. It's your show. Have a party. It's your show.
No, I just want to say that this is the time of year. You know, we have to be like a squirrel, start gathering your nuts for the winter.
Bingo. See, to me, every day, you have to literally look at every day like it's the last 2 weeks of December. And that's why I put the clock up at the end of October, because it gives you a cushion. But if you're not looking at May 4th or tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, if you're not looking at it like it's the last 2 weeks of the year, Pat, that's got to be your mindset.
Mm.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Do you know what a Fitbit is, Pat?
The what? Say it again.
A Fitbit is something I wear on my wrist. It's how I track my stair climbing and my steps.
Oh, okay, uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh.
So, like, last night, okay, I went out and did 126 flights of stairs yesterday, and I was trying to hit 20,000 steps by midnight. Well, I went out, and I came back, and I was at home, and it was 11:46, and I had 19,800 while I was cranking out to hit 20,000, because you get a badge for doing 20,000 in a day. So the results when I got done, I missed it by three steps. It was 19,997.
Oh, wow.
It's not a big deal because I do it. I mean, I do 20,000 pretty almost every day. But it was
okay.
Just, I was trying to hit it. So it's a time thing. It's just like you have to, that's how your business, you have to look at it, is are you cranking at it? You know, is your team cranking at this thing? You know, and you just have to look at everything as turning lemons into lemonade. So here's an example. So I had an 11 o'clock meeting this morning with somebody in my V&I chapter. I had a one-to-one scheduled at 11 o'clock. And she wanted to meet me in town, San Jose, at the library. And I knew I couldn't do it because I had to drop my car off for repairs at 8 o'clock. So what I wanted to do, since I'm a major connector, I wanted to turn this, the lemons and the lemonade. So my plan was to drop my car off at this car repair guy who's a part of B&I. And I was going to have Lisa, who's a business coach, I was going to have her meet me at this guy's shop at 8 o'clock so we could have our one-to-one, like right next door at Denny's. And we could have her meet David, who's the guy that works in my car, because he was a good prospect for her coaching. And I wanted me to have a one-to-one to see if there's any business potential there. And in talking to her yesterday and telling her about how great this guy is as an honest mechanic, she tells me she's got a 98 Lexus. She's having trouble with the suspension on her car like I had. So turns out it could have been like, you know, like a 4 or 5 way deal. But as it turns out, he's going to get a referral out of it. She wasn't able to meet me. We did it at 1 o'clock today on the phone. Anyway, but it works out really good because that you take whatever situation you're dealt and you turn that lemon into lemonade. Bam.
That's a great story.
Thank you. It's all in how you look at stuff. It's all the filter that you have. If you have a filter in your Avon business that 2015 is going to be your best rocking year ever, then what are you going to get? Of course it's what you're going to get. You're going to get the best year. That's how I'm looking at 2015, personally and financially and work-wise, is that it's going to rock. And that's how it's been so far, is because that's my mindset. You know, Tommy Hopkins, I saw Tommy Hopkins in 1990, and he talks about stinking thinking. You know, when you hear somebody in your business being negative, it's just like put your hands on and just say bad seeds, bad seeds. You don't want that anywhere near your business or you.
That's exactly right.
In our business, sometimes we have people that are just negative. They walk into a room and it darkens. I mean, it starts to rain inside the living room when they show up. You know, wherever they go, it's a black cloud. And you don't want those people in your business. See, being in the Avon business, you can choose who you want to be in your business. And you can kind of choose who you don't want to be in your business.
That's the one that's inviting them.
Don't you invite them in, Pat? Don't you surround yourself with people you want to be in business with
24/7? Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer. So that's the choice that we make by being in the Avon business. We own our own business, and you work at 24/7. You know, you have your catalogs with you in your big purse. You have them in the car, and you are your business. And if you look sharp, you look like you're on top of the world. That attracts people. People are attracted to us like a magnet. If you're a knucklehead and you're negative, then people do not want to do business with you. But if you present a positive image on who you are and what you do, people are attracted to that big time, whether it's personal in a relationship or in a business relationship. Your Avon business is your business relationship. And how you run that, that message is sent out to people, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn or at your church or your PTA or your bunco group or whatever it is. Success breeds success. If you act as if you're successful and if you act as if whether you're successful or not, you're going to bring it to you.
So true.
Period. I mean, that's just how it is. It's that kind of a planet. And getting back to that, something I want to talk about is 6 months left in the year is tracking your numbers. This is something I'm going to talk about for the next, probably got 19 minutes or a little bit of time. This is really expensive. What I'm going to talk about, I'm using a Dollar Tree calendar that's got horses on it. All right, and I took a legal pad and I ripped the legal pad apart. So I've got 4 pages from a legal pad. So it's like maybe $1.30 investment on this. All right, so on the calendar, on the May calendar, I took these 2 pieces of yellow legal pad paper and I taped them to the calendar so that I could flip it up and see it. But what I've got is I kind of like marked out the boxes of the calendar. And what I track on the calendar are the things that I track on a daily and a weekly basis. So every day you are your own accountability partner. You hold your feet to the fire, and I would recommend that you find an accountability partner that you can compare notes with, whether you live in the same town or you just talk by phone every day or every other day. That's what I do online on Facebook with my stair climbing stuff. I put my steps to my stair climbing on Facebook. I hold those 925 people, they hold me to the fire. So
right.
If I don't go and work out, people see it. And maybe, you know, I get likes or I get flames, but I'm putting it out there. So you have a daily page. And on the daily page, you've got your hours that you work. So I've got broken down by hours on the left-hand side, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, all the way through 6 o'clock. And then I've got 6 serious tasks that I track. The biggest box is D for dials. EM is a small box. That's your emails. VM is your voicemail. C is for contact. A is for appointments. And dollar sign is for sales. So what I do is I use Stickman and I track them in these boxes. And then I total them up down the bottom because I want to see the roadmap of what I've done for the day. You know, we're all self-employed, and I know that.
Right, yeah.
I make so much money per phone call that not reaching somebody, but every time I dial a phone number, I make so much money. I make $20 every time I make a call.
Wow.
So I want to see this is my report card. I don't have to ask my boss or the owner of my company if John did a good job today. I stand in the mirror and I know if I did a good job today. It's right here in black and white and braille. You know, if I made the dials from 7, I can look back at the scene and go, okay, here's what I did from 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, all the way through 6 o'clock. Here's what I did. Here's my dials, emails I sent out, voicemails, contacts, appointments, and money I made. So it's all right here. And then what's cool is I take the information from today on Monday, I transfer that information onto my weekly sheet for Monday. Bam. So I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on this little yellow piece of paper, which cost me like a set, penny or whatever. Then I take that weekly data, I put it on the monthly calendar. And the reason I have it taped in the calendar is so that you want to be able to go back 3 months from now, and if your business is kicking butt, you want to know why. Why is it kicking butt? Well, it's okay. Obvious. You were doing the deal. You were doing the things that failures don't like to do 90 days ago. And if you're wondering why you have no appointments and no sales, it's not being put into your pipeline. Your pipeline is the reflection, the result of what you did 90 days ago, and 60 uh-huh. days ago, and 120 days ago. If you're not talking to people, no wonder you don't have any money coming in. You don't have any business coming in.
That's true.
It's obvious as heck. Yeah.
So true.
So there you go. So it's all right here in black and white. You don't have to go out and buy a big fancy computer or a Franklin planner to do what I just said. I used to use a Franklin planner. Cost me a whopping $36 a year.
That's right.
Well, the only thing I used it for was taping my receipts into it and my business cards. I don't need a Franklin planner anymore. I dumped yesterday and the week before, I dumped a bunch of old Franklin planners and their binder holders and stuff into the trash. They were taking up space in my storage thing in the back of the house. I got rid of them all. I'm having a garage sale in a couple weeks to get rid of a bunch of stuff because you got to clear stuff out. You have to do that. So you have to track. You have to be accountable to an accountability partner. And you have to be accountable to your numbers. Period. It's, you know, you are the boss of you. Your results are you.
That's true.
Yes or yes, you know. So,
absolutely,
you know, we create our own stuff. So that's really important, is tracking what you do. By looking at your numbers, you track what you did every hour in the day. Now, you don't have to be that anal, but it's a good idea to at least get yourself moving in the right direction. And if your team, you know, if your team's moving in the right direction, and, you know, Pat, what it comes down to is passion and what you're doing with your business, because you're either doing the deal or you're not doing the deal. A lot of people talk a big game.
That's exactly right.
And there's just a lot of people out there that are like, woulda, coulda, shoulda, and they let the thing go, this or that. I was talking to somebody today. I forget what it was. They were talking about the economy. Oh, I know what it was. I was talking to somebody. They were talking about how the economy was back in like 08 or 09 or something. And it's like, that was like 6-7 years ago. Who cares? It's over. It's done. You know, just move on. You just have to move on with stuff. Life moves on. It just you have to move at the speed of life. You have to do that. So we are the sum total of our thoughts and what we do and what we don't do. A year from now, it's going to be May 4th, 2016. Yeah, so what do you want to have? You know, we create our own destiny.
I agree with you 100% on that. We do create our own destiny, whether we realize it or not.
Well, we do. I mean, that's a really good point. But Pat, you have to realize that. I mean, who else is going to realize it? If not us. It's not that again. It's the planet.
I think people are so quick to blame other people for their lack of success that they don't really realize that they are truly the cause of their own destruction.
Well, wait a minute. Well, of course. I mean, how can you blame somebody else?
I don't know.
It doesn't work that way. I mean, it's us. It's like we're the sum total of all of our choices, and a lot of people make really bad choices, right?
Yep.
You know? It's all in the choices we make.
So it's very true. And you have to get out of your own way. Sometimes we get in our own way.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally true. Yeah, you do. We sometimes, well, like Pogo said years ago, we have met the enemy, and they are us. Yeah. We beat ourselves up, and you do have to get out of your own way. I love that. That is so true.
I like when you say that. You know, we wake up each morning unemployed.
Totally. Yeah.
Very
good. You have to get up to the plate every day. And I don't remember where I heard that. I mean, it was a million years ago. We are all a combination pizza of everything that we learned. You guys are a combination pizza. The old tiny slice of John Waller and Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and the Obi-Wan Kenobis and Avon and, you know, just the whole enchilada. But, yeah, we are we're a combination pizza of all the things that we heard. And you do wake up unemployed each day. And I remember, you know, I still remember the very first cold call I ever made, Pat.
Really? Wow.
Well, yeah, it was 1977. I was out at Fox Valley Mall outside Chicago. I was scared to death. My ears, like, you ever waited on tables, Pat?
No, I never did.
Okay. All right, so when you wait on tables, your first time you're nervous. And I worked in this restaurant. I worked at Farrell's Ice Cream for like 2 years before I was a server. I was a busboy, a dishwasher, and a cook. And my ears were red. They were burned. I remember standing at a table taking an order. I was nervous as heck. So I remember the same feeling, standing, you know, walking in on a cold call, opening the door to this retail store. I was selling life insurance. I was cold calling. And I was like, what do I do? So the guy that was with me says, you can either open the door and eat, or you can not open the door and starve. And that's what it is. That's the thing that Jesus, you know, Jesus would teach is, well, you know, I can give you a fish and feed you for a day, or I can teach you how to fish and you feed yourself for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's what we do in Avon. Yes or yes. I mean, that's what it's all about. Is Pat, how many people have you taught the business to in the last million years?
Oh my God, well over 100, probably 200.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one. Yeah.
Okay, so think about how many. Would you say what? A year?
No. I would say I've been in for 4 years. I'm in my fifth year now.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's call it 200. So you think of all the lives you've impacted. The universe repays you for teaching those people the business. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Like a big dog?
Yes.
Okay, now hasn't probably that impacted your travel business as well to some degree?
Yep, yes it has. Mm-hmm.
I rest my case. There you go. So, you know, it's what goes around comes around. And B and I, our model is giver's gain.
That's true. Yes.
I mean, it's so true. Like connecting, I connected with yesterday. I referred Lisa to David because she's having heartburn with her Lexus. I don't want to have to see her get screwed by the Lexus dealer for getting raped and pillaged on the service call. That's why we're all connectors. You know, we are all connectors. That's what we do. We help each other out on the planet. That's how it rolls.
And I always look to help other people out. You know, whether I'm looking for something, you know, I don't have to be looking for something to get out of it. That's just my nature.
That's just who you is. Yeah. Absolutely.
You'll get your rewards down the road.
Or you won't. It doesn't matter. It's not about keeping score.
Exactly right.
I don't think God keeps score. I don't think God's got an iPad and he's got a spreadsheet and he's not putting stick figures on it.
No, not at all.
Because it's all about, you know, WWJD. You know, what would Jesus do? You know, and in any, you know, and then, you know, so I put something I got from church yesterday. in my calendar that I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
It's I made an hourly reminder. It's shine his light every hour, and that's what that's why I made it a reminder for every hour so I don't forget.
Mm.
And that's why we're here on the planet, is not to make a ton of money, Avon, that's secondary, but we do that so that we can live and give glory to God. That's why we're here. And Avon is secondary because that's what gives us the money to be, to work in the world on the planet. But that's why we're here. Not to be preachy, but that's, I mean, the end of the day, that's why we're here. And we forget that because we're not reminded of it a lot. You know, we got our iPhones and our Samsungs and our smartwatches and all of our stuff. And we forget to serve that way and to serve other people. That's what this whole thing is all about. And it does come back, even though you shouldn't keep spending, you know.
And with every sale, we should be thankful.
Praise God. Are you kidding? I drop to a knee. Every time I eat, every time I get a sale, it's not me. And you see that on the football. You see that a lot of people in the football field thanking God for, I mean, these guys are gazillionaires, the ones that hopefully don't squander it and do stupid stuff. You know, and if you want to talk about people that should be thankful and grateful and have an attitude of gratitude, are you kidding? Throw me a bone here. Yeah.
Don't you?
Big time.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to have an attitude of gratitude. And that's, you know, and being in your own business and not having to work for somebody else, you guys got it. I mean, there it is. And you get to have fun doing it. You get to do girly stuff and, you know, play with, you think about what you got. You get to play with makeup and hair stuff and deodorant and, you know, all the stuff that's in your catalogs. You get to help people be people and buy gifts. You know, here comes Mom's Day. Mom's Day is a week from yesterday. And I wish all the moms out there in Avon Land a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that a mom? Is that somebody else besides me?
A doggy mom.
Okay, cool. So I think we're up against 9 o'clock EST.
Yes, we are up against it. And I'm glad you mentioned, you know, about being thankful and being appreciative of what we do. And I think if we look at what we do, you know, we have a great product at a very, very reasonable price. And And people who can't afford to, you know, just don't have the money right now to make ends meet, we could do one or two things. We could introduce them to the business this way or give them the opportunity to.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you took the words right out of my pie hole. If you don't have the money to do the deal, girlfriend, I would say, girlfriend, if I got a deal for you, I'll give you the $10. I'll give you the $10 to start your own business. Pay me on your first paycheck or just pay me by kicking butt at the business. You don't even have to pay me back. So imagine if you had 10 or 20 people on your front line doing that. I mean, $10? I mean, come on, you're starting your own business. I put a thing on Facebook today, Pat. I'm speaking at my BNI on Thursday. It costs $10 to get in as a visitor. I told people they wanted to come and hear me speak, I would pay the $10. I mean, you're offering them a business opportunity for $10. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, throw me a bone. $10 to start your own business? Please, yeah, no.
And we did go up $5, and we're now $15. But still, $15 is
$15. $15 for your own business? Wow. Man, please, it probably won't go up for 1,000 years again, right?
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, 3,015, now it'll go up again to 20, yeah. Give me a break.
How many people can say they paid $15 to invest into a business?
Pat. Okay, there isn't anybody that can, because I've been in a lot of deals in my lifetime, going back a lot of decades. $15 to start your own business. I mean, yeah, you can get business cards from you guys, your business cards from VistaPrint for $10. $25, you're on your way.
Yep.
You know, on the back of that business card, you put, you know, ask me how to start your own business for $15 or whatever it is you want to do. But just get out there and make it happen. Yeah.
Make it happen. That's exactly right. Well, John, it's 9 o'clock. And
no more.
Thank you so much. And not next week, because next week we have our round table discussion, which is the annual, our second week of the month conversation.
2 weeks from tonight, you've got Fabulicious on it.
What'd you say?
2 weeks from tonight, you've got Fabulicious.
Yes, you have your friend. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about your friend who's coming on the third week of May?
Absolutely, yeah. Fabienne, she's a doctor. She's an author. She's written 2 books. She's got a great book on about Renaissance women. She's going to talk to you ladies about secrets of dating like a French lady, whether you're married or not. She's going to rock it. I mean, she's going to be on for 30 minutes. I saw her do a TV show a week ago today for 10 minutes on TV, and she killed it in 10 minutes. So she's going to knock it out of the place. She's got 30. Yeah. Either be here 2 weeks from tonight or be square. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you again, John.
My pleasure, Pat.
And hopefully you come on the call when she comes on. And for everyone else, I hope you'll be there as well. And for those who are mothers, like John said before, wish you a
have
very,
a blessed
very
day. Happy Mom's Day next Sunday.
That's exactly right. Okay, everyone, good night. Good night, John.
Bye-bye. Good night.